Not everybody gets songs made up about them.
Now that you've cut off all your hair,
it's just too long. Yep, so do that. Human male, have hair. I know you gotta take advice from everybody who comes by because you just don't know what the right thing to do is. You know what, man?
No.
Listen to Mom. Mom is your beacon, your moral conscience.
Jiminy Cricket.
That's right. If somebody tells you to do something, you think you're going to do it, ask Mom. It's a little more humid than it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad yesterday. It was actually colder. So yeah. Maybe the slogan should just be go home. Yeah. That's going to be the biggest part of it, but it's also going to be guys.
Married women.
You're going to have to. It says, now, don't expect to make up the difference. It says, because it's unnatural. One person cannot make as much money as two people. That's just simply that. Unless you're really amazing. Or really fortunate or whatever. Or you pour yourself so much into your work that, you know, it's like you don't have a family. If you're starting to feel like your life is just doing all that and everybody else is living their lives and you're not, it's just been, yeah, you've got another problem going on.
It'd be chilly.
And you're going, yeah, I said basically this generation's probably toast. And probably the next one. I said, trends are going to get worse. You go, because it's been ingrained in our culture. This actually involves a cultural change. We have to go back to thinking a whole other way. So most of the girls that are in their 20s now, they're goners. You know, for just, you've already made yourself unmarriageable. Listen, you can try to fix it, but by the time you get to actually fixing it in a good way, because it's not just how you look, it's your manner. Listen, you can't really change your manner very, very well. Very difficult. Especially when it's been steeped into your mind for your whole entire young life. This is what it's supposed to be. This is what it's supposed to be. This is your parents were listening to. to errant voices, and they use the age-old technique of, don't worry, their mothers will pass it to them. You're going, so yeah, it's it. Yep.
But keeping who she is,
we just knocked it off finally. It's frozen right now.
It's frozen.
Do a favor for everybody else. They don't have to step in it. I try to serve people a little. As much as you can contrive. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You go, you have to understand. The reality is that, well, this is feminism. When people get upset about MGTOW and say, oh, MGTOW's horrible. And you're going,
can you push
feminism, feminism has been the female version of MGTOW, but it started in the 60s. It said, now it's finally getting to the point where people are just going, okay, fine. Women want to do it on their own? Now men are going to do it on their own.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, it says, your life's going to be empty.
Well, the women who do want to be married are not going to be all that.
Everybody's being casual and superficial about everything. Yeah, that's what narcissism is. Being superficial and casual about everything. And when you really want to have deep feelings, you're going, well, I don't have those, so I go out and do more dangerous, crazy, and exciting things to try to bury the fact that I'm really very superficial and narcissistic and I have never done anything real in my life. People are finding out that just having children, that doesn't really give them deeper meaning. Just because that's not actually it. That's just what happens with it. That's what comes of it. The it is a commitment between a man and a woman. Marriage. It's
committed marriage, not just in name only.
Yeah. Well, we just live together. Being married for economic reasons. But it's kind of funny when you watch somebody who's gotten divorced for economic reasons. I get my welfare payments if I'm not married. I can still live with a guy because they don't test for that. And you go, yeah. I said, if you're just shacked up for money reasons or because you can get free sex out of it and it's reasonably easy to have, and they're going, yeah, that's cheap, that's shallow. Not just what you do, it's how you do it. You can say, yep, I've got married and I've got some kids. And you go, uh-huh. You go, but what does that mean to you? Do you put other things first? Do you look at your husband every day and say, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Or are you taking, are you making a calculation? Monetary or emotional or whatever else it is. You're going, it's the commitment. It's the commitment to the thing. I'm going to first say that I suck at it.
You suck at commitment?
Well, all the things that I would preach are things that I said, I got to tell you, I'm not very good at English stuff. I said, no, I'm committed to Lisa. No. And the whole thing about what you give your independence up for. It says you need to. It says if you don't, you've got other problems. You know, everybody says the great miracle of Western civilization is individual liberty. People can do what they want. The individual is the most important thing. And you're going, I think that's wrong. And we're starting to see that's wrong. But they always put it in terms of, well, it's either, you know, anarchy where the individual gets to do whatever they get, well, free and please, and there are no rules. Or there's communism, where it's all stolen away from you somehow. And you go, here's my thought. It says, The family should be the supreme thing. A marriage between a man and a woman, and whatever children come out of that, that's the most important thing. And so that comes down in the whole voting thing, right? Says, man, make sure you guys are voting together. Then you have some say. If you're voting against each other, you cancel each other out, and it's as if you didn't exist at all. No, now that's just an example. It's not a very good one because there's all kinds of, you know, oh, well, no, every vote matters. Oh, yeah. You go, but what needs to happen with your family is that you have to be united. Because now, families are funny because families generate other families. And so loyalties change. You know, you go from being loyal to your parents to being loyal to your spouse. Yeah. And so, yeah, should you go checking in with your parents to see how they're voting and make sure you vote the same way? No, no. Check in with your spouse. Do it that way. Why? Why?
I don't like
him. Why not? I mean, you can dislike whoever you like.
I think I don't like him as a person. He's been governor before.
Well, yeah? Yeah, I think he did. But to notice that the Republicans don't like him, he ran for governor as a Republican. And he won as a Republican. And stayed in office as a Republican. They didn't like him. So, he became a libertarian, which is probably far closer to his heart than being a Republican ever was. Maybe. Some people are hot blooded. Joseph Montano was. He rarely wore a coat. Thank you. I'm always amazed how many people see us on this screen and notice us and bring it up. It's interesting.
What?
Yeah. In fact, that's predominantly how people know me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I see you walking on the street in the morning. I go, I missed a couple of days. Oh, yeah. I think I remember that. It's like, oh, my gosh. I'm part of people's routines.
I know, when I walked in the walking park in Pigeon Carry,
I think we're nuts, frankly, but I'm just this guy.
So are you guys having crossover for that? Why are you walking?
See, because people can't conceive there being any reason why anybody would behave that way unless they were, you know, unfortunate. Do we want to turn off here?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well then, let's go. Yeah? That's right. Does that to me too. What did I say when I was camping out at Oasis? I'd have to get up and go pee two or three times. Of course, that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I would just pee right out the side of the tent. Don't tell people that. But oh, you're going to go there? All right. Oh. Nice one up here. Doesn't get much of a workout. Oh.